ruling party as ZANU-PF has over a period of well in excess of 34 years been unable to lead the country to prosperity, save for a few years in the 80s. Year after year, we have witnessed the decline of the economy. They actually have no plan. And not only don't they have a plan, they actually have run out of ideas of what to do. Zimbabwe would actually probably be better off without a government at all, and everybody just goes about their life with a vague infinity, because there's a government, when it intervenes, it worsens the situation than making it better. So clearly, it doesn't matter what happens, it doesn't matter how they fight elections, it doesn't matter how many times they proclaim victory, they are incapable. They have no capacity to turn around this country back to a road of prosperity.
Essentially, Professor Ncube, you are saying there is no way the economy can be revived under a ZANU-PF government.
Not only is there no way the economy can improve, but there is no way the decline, the freefall can be stopped or arrested. The sole precondition for the change of trajectory in this country is the removal from power of ZANU-PF one way or the other. As long as they are in power, people can forget that the economy of this country, the politics of this country can ever defeat. We will move from decline to decline, freefall to freefall for as long as ZANU-PF is in power. Their departure from power is a necessary precondition, a sine qua non for the movement of this country in any trajectory which serves the best interests of the people.